One pitch away from perfection for Brush Jr. Mason Unrein against Kendall Luark. 1-2 pitch. Strike three called on the inner half, waist high, and it's a perfect game for Mason Unrein, striking out all 12 hitters she faces, and the Brush P-Diggers defeat the Valley Vikings in Gilcrest 13-0.
Let's bring in Junior Mason Unrein. Mason, did you feel differently today? Because what we saw out there is basically historic, striking out all 12 batters. How were you feeling out there once you took the circle for the first inning?
I think it was really nice just having my team behind me. Just we were really talking today. I had the confidence out there. And just having them on my back is really nice.
And here's the funny thing. You only needed them behind you from an emotional standpoint because you didn't need them to field anything, so that must have been even better.
Oh, yeah, it was super nice. We were having some fun. They were telling me some jokes. They had some good jokes today.
All right, did that calm you down? Were you ever thinking about the fact I've struck out every hitter and I'm going into the fourth inning? Did it get in your head, or were you say, hey, I'm just going to pitch here and see what happens?
I just pitched there. Did it worked out in my favor.
All right, the second hitter of the fourth inning. That's one thing we were talking about. It was two balls on that hitter. You threw a strike, and sometimes when you throw a perfect game like this, you need a little break. She swung at a pitch at the ankles, and I'm sure you had to be happy about that. Because she doesn't swing at that pitcher down 3-1. You might be thinking about it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super nice. I was very thankful for her doing that.
Tell me what's the difference between your sophomore year and this year. Obviously, you have more experience in the mound, but it seems you feel a heck of a lot more comfortable. You've gotten a lot more pitches in.
Yes, it's been super nice, and just my team has been super great behind me.
All right, now you're 10-8 on the season. How'd you say the season is going? Not only for you, but the team, you've gotten better. I mean, you still have the Eatons and universities to contend with, but hey, this is a winning record for, I mean, essentially almost a brand new team. You only have, you know, two or three returning starters.
Yeah, it's super fun. This is definitely, everybody thinks it's our growing year, but I think it's going to be really good. I think hopefully we can come out and get them at the end.
Hey, Mason, congratulations. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.
Let's bring in Junior Mason Unrein. Mason, did you feel differently today? Because what we saw out there, it's basically historic, striking out all 12 batters. How were you feeling out there once you took the circle for the first inning?
I think it was really nice just having my team behind me. Just we were really talking today. I had the confidence out there. And just having them on my back is really nice.
And here's the funny thing. You only needed them behind you from an emotional standpoint because you didn't need them to field anything, so that must have been even better.
Oh, yeah, it was super nice. We were having some fun. They were telling me some jokes. They had some good jokes today.
All right, did that calm you down? Were you ever thinking about the fact I've struck out every hitter and I'm going into the fourth inning? Did it get in your head, or were you say, hey, I'm just going to pitch here and see what happens?
I just pitched there. Did it worked out in my favor.
All right, the second hitter of the fourth inning. That's one thing we were talking about. It was two balls on that hitter. You threw a strike, and sometimes when you throw a perfect game like this, you need a little break. She swung at a pitch at the ankles, and I'm sure you had to be happy about that. Because she doesn't swing at that pitcher down 3-1. You might be thinking about it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was super nice. I was very thankful for her doing that.
Tell me what's the difference between your sophomore year and this year. Obviously, you have more experience in the mound, but it seems you feel a heck of a lot more comfortable. You've gotten a lot more pitches in.
Yes, it's been super nice, and just my team has been super great behind me.
All right, now you're 10-8 on the season. How'd you say the season is going? Not only for you, but the team, you've gotten better. I mean, you still have the Eatons and universities to contend with, but hey, this is a winning record for, I mean, essentially almost a brand new team. You only have, you know, two or three returning starters.
Yeah, it's super fun. This is definitely, everybody thinks it's our growing year, but I think it's going to be really good. I think hopefully we can come out and get them at the end.
Hey, Mason, congratulations. That was awesome.
Thank you so much.